The Shulchan Aruch in Orachayim Simin Reish Samach Sif Aleph tells us that it is a mitzvah for a person to cut his fingernails on Erev Shabbos in order to be mechabed, to honor the upcoming Shabbos. So this is Taka the Minig, that a person cuts his fingernails on Erev Shabbos in order to honor the upcoming Shabbos. And we will explore just a couple of the basic halachas that pertain to this minig. Number one, says the Aruch HaShulchan, over there in Simin Reish Samach, L'chatchila, a person should try to fulfill this minig and cut his fingernails after Chatzos on Erev Shabbos, because that is a more explicit demonstration of your kavod of Shabbos, since you're doing so much closer to the actual onset of Shabbos, and therefore you should try to do this after Chatzos. Now the truth is that not everyone agrees, and for Keret, some say that it's bedafka that you are supposed to cut in the morning rather than after Chatzos. Nevertheless, most poskim taka assume, like this Aruch HaShulchan, that it's the more optimal way of fulfilling this minig if you cut your nails after Chatzos rather than in the morning of Friday before Chatzos. Now, the Mishnah Brewer brings down an interesting minig, and that is that even though there's a mitzvah to honor Shabbos by cutting your fingernails, nevertheless, you shouldn't cut your nails, at least your fingernails, on Thursday. And the reason is because the teva is that it starts to grow again 3 days after you cut it. So if you cut it on Thursday, the fingernails again will start to grow on Shabbos. And since if they grow on Shabbos, it's diminishing in the honor of Shabbos. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, there's a minig not to cut your nails, at least your fingernails, on Thursday, because you don't want that to cause the growth to start again on Shabbos. Now, the Poskim say that if, for some reason, a person is unable to cut his fingernails on Friday, he should rather cut on Thursday than on Wednesday, because there's not me'ikra din, it's just a minig. And therefore, if you can't cut on Friday, you should cut on Thursday, because Lamaisa, the Poskim say that Thursday is considered a time where you could be mechabed the upcoming Shabbos, since it's in close proximity to Shabbos. But nevertheless, if you could cut the fingernails on Friday, you'd rather cut them on Friday than on Thursday, because on Thursday, if I cared, it somewhat diminishes in the covet of Shabbos, as they're going to start to grow on Shabbos. Now, there's a minig that is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, and that is that a person shouldn't cut his fingernails and his toenails on the same day. You shouldn't cut your fingernails and your toenails on the same day, and therefore the Poskim say that l'chatchila, a person should cut his toenails on Thursday and cut his fingernails on Friday. Because the minig that the Mishnah Berurah brought down before, not to cut on Thursday because it starts to grow on Shabbos, only pertains to the fingernails, not the toenails. Therefore, you should cut the toenails l'chatchila on Thursday and the fingernails on Friday. That's how the Mishnah Berurah assumes. However, not everyone agrees. The Chidos says that the Arizal wasn't makbid on this, and therefore you don't have to be makbid on this. You could cut them on the same day. But Lamaisa, many places can say that l'chatchila, a person should try to be makbid on this and not to have the fingernails and the toenails grow on, be cut on the same day. Now, the truth is that there are differing explanations given for this minig. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that there's some type of spiritual sakana that permeates when the toenails and the fingernails are cut on the same day. The Sefer Yisoid, the Shevish HaAvodah, says that this is kasha l'shicha, that if you cut your fingernails and your toenails on the same day, it's something that causes a person to forget his learning. So there are different spiritual type of damages that are mentioned in the Poskim in explaining this minig not to cut the fingernails and the toenails on the same day. But l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah does say that this is a valid minig, and therefore l'chatchila, a person should try to cut them on different days. Now the truth is that the Bechatcher points out that since in Judaism the night comes before the day, therefore if I cut, let's say, my toenails in the afternoon, and I cut that night my fingernails, it's considered halachically 2 days. Since halachically it was considered 2 days, you therefore don't have an issue. You therefore don't have an issue, even though in a physical level it was on the same day, because since in halacha the night comes before the day, so if I cut one in the day and one the night following that day, it's considered two different days and you don't have a problem. The Mishnah Berurah brings down another minig, and this is a well-known minig, and that is that Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChassid writes in his Tzavo not to either take a haircut or cut your fingernails on Rosh Chodesh. He says that it's some type of sakana, spiritually or metaphysically, not to cut. If you were to cut your fingernails or to take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh, therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, this is taka minig that Yerush Shemayim should be makbid about, not to cut your fingernails or take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. And says the Mishnah Berurah, this hanhaga applies even if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Erev Shabbos. Still, even if it's Friday, you should not cut your nails or take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh, even if it falls out on Friday. However, even though this is taka, what is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Emes Yaakov writes that if Rosh Chodesh falls out on two consecutive days, and these are the days of Thursday and Friday, then a person could, even l'chatchila, even according to Rabbeinu Yehuda Chassid, cut his nails or take a haircut on Friday. Why? So he says, because be'etzim, one could ask a very basic question on this hanhoga. You're telling me that you're not supposed to take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh, even if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Friday. Now, why is that? Taking a haircut on Friday is a mitzvah because it honors the upcoming Shabbos. And one of the rules that we have when it comes to spiritual dangers is Shomer mitzvah lo yedid avera. When you do a mitzvah, that provides you with a protection, and you therefore can assume that the spiritual harm won't affect you. Shomer mitzvah lo yedid avera. And therefore, since it's a mitzvah to mechabed Shabbos, the hanhaga not to take a haircut on Friday should be completely disregarded when it comes to the performance of a mitzvah. So what's the pshat? Says Rabbi Yaakov, it must be that the reason why you don't have shomer mitzvah d'avera normally is because you could take the haircut on Thursday. Since it's not essential that you do it on Friday, I could take it on Thursday, and Thursday is also a form of being mechabed the upcoming Shabbos, since it's also right next to Shabbos. Memela, you're not supposed to take a haircut on Friday if Friday falls on Rosh Chodesh, since you don't have shomer mitzvah d'avera, since you could mekayim the mitzvah by taking the haircut on Thursday. But if both days turn out to be Rosh Chodesh, both Thursday and Friday, then you can't be mekayim the mitzvah on Thursday, and therefore you could even take l'chatchila on Friday, because then you have the mitzvah of shomer, the concept of shomer mitzvah d'avera, you're not going to be harmed by your haircut. So that's the psak of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. When it comes to the order of nails that are supposed to be cut, the Ramah brings down in some Reish Samach that a person shouldn't cut the nails in order. A person shouldn't cut them in ascending or descending order. And this is, again, Api Kabbalah. There's some spiritual danger that can exist if a person cuts his nails in order. And therefore, the Ramah says that when it comes to the left hand, you should cut it 4-2-5-3-1, which means 4 is the ring finger, 4, then 2 is your index finger. So 4-2-5, 5 is the pinky, 3-1. 4-2-5-3-1 when it comes to the left hand, and in the right hand it's 2-4-2 being the index finger, then 4 being the ring finger, 2-4-1-3-5. So it's on the right hand it's 2-4. 1-3-5, on the left hand, it's 4-2-5-3-1. And this is Api Kabbalah. Now, the Chidah says that the Ariza wasn't makbid about this, and therefore, says the Chidah, you don't have to be makbid about this. Some place can say you don't have to be makbid about this, you could do it in order. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah and the Rambam both assume that you should try to be makbid about this, that you should do it in this order in order to avoid some spiritual damage that can result when a person does it in order. Now, Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down from the Chazon Ish, who said that this entire idea only applies by fingernails, not by toenails. And when it comes to toenails, you don't have to worry about this, but this is, at least when it comes to the fingers, the minig that is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah.